Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Even though COVID is no longer a national emergency, people continue to get long COVID and many stay sick.
A study using MRI imaging has shown that 6 months after infection, about 60% of people who were hospitalized had abnormal findings in their lungs, brains, and other organs.
Another study showed that these organs and the liver and heart in unhospitalized patients had abnormalities 3 times higher. We don't know the long-term health impacts.
Data tells us that long COVID impacts Hispanics more, and women are hit harder than men, as well as girls than boys.
Despite beliefs that antiviral treatment with Paxlovid reduced the chances of long COVID, research shows the incidence of adults with or without Paxlovid treatment were both at about 15%, and a little over a quarter of patients on Paxlovid reported rebound infections.
A big study of the VA medical database and more than 10 million records show long COVID causes persistent GI issues in the year after infection. And recovering COVID patients had higher levels of diarrhea, constipation, vomiting, and bloating.
They were also more than one-third more likely to develop reflux disease, and more than half were predisposed to irritable bowel syndrome.
We'll need to expand our understanding of how long COVID causes these problems and how to prevent them or treat them. For now, the best thing to do is to keep yourself from getting COVID and get your vaccine.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.